In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are still in the octave of the Feast of All Saints, and today is also the anniversary of ordination of our Father in Kamuke, who now does his priestly apostolate in Nigeria, and for whom you should say very many prayers that God and all the saints in heaven would give him a good strength and a perseverance and joyfulness in his apostolate in Africa. The epistle of the Feast of All Saints is taken from the Apocalypse, which is the last book of the Bible. And in this book, Saint John saw an angel coming out from the rising of the sun, carrying a sign of God. And on this first Friday, we again remember the violent death of Jesus Christ and how much his Sacred Heart was in agony, not so much of pain, even though that was horrible as well, but most of all because of the cruelty of sin, which has captured men into slavery of the devil. The book of the Apocalypse presents us kind of scary image of the end of the world when evil will receive its punishment. But Saint John testifies that this sign which the angel gave, and which we know being the sign of the cross, is that by which the faithful at the very end of the world are specially protected, that no one could hurt them in any way. As the final agony of Christ was followed by the decisive defeat of the devil, now the end of the world will be followed by devil's destruction and the entry of all God's saints into heaven. The angel signed all the faithful with the sign of the cross. First, the 144,000 Jews from all the tribes of Israel, and these are the ones who have converted to the Catholic faith at the end of times. And then followed the great number of the elect from the Gentiles, from all the nations and tribes, peoples and tongues, and where you also will be counted children when the final judgment and the final reward of God's saints is given. These saints and elect of God were clothed in white. If you remember, children, when you were baptized, you also were clothed in white baptismal gown, or the boys who serve the Mass are clothed in the white surplice. When these are the signs of the great purity and the grace which is given to the elect of God, and these elect also carry palms in their hands, like palms which are carried on Palm Sunday, and which are symbols of triumph and victory. Children, the lesson learned from this beautiful epistle of All Saints is that God has always and will always protect and guard the faithful Christians who believe and put their trust to our crucified Christ. The holy sign of the cross itself, the action, puts us in mind that Jesus died for us on the cross. This way, we make a profession of our holy Catholic faith that we believe in one God and three persons every time when, in one God in three persons every time when we make the sign of the cross. It is truly impressive sight what Saint John saw, a holy angel ascending from a rising sun, carrying a large sign of the cross. But have you ever noticed, children, that this sign of the cross of an angel has already been given to you for your protection from all evil, and it will also accompany you to the end of your life? When the priest baptized you, he made the sign of the cross on your little forehead and invoked God's protection on you, saying, "And this sign of the holy cross, which we trace on his brow, do thou, accursed demon, never dare to violate." And when you were little older, on the day of your confirmation, the bishop, before the actual anointing, prayed over you and said, fill them with the spirit of fear of the Lord and seal them with the sign of Christ's cross, plenteous in mercy unto life everlasting. And in the end of your life, when you are truly about to enter unto life everlasting, the priest who is about to give you the extreme unction says, hear us, O Holy Lord, Father Almighty, Eternal God, and deign to send thy holy angel from heaven to guard, cherish, protect, abide with, and defend all who dwell in this home. What a beautiful image, and truly the same which Saint John saw all those centuries ago. A holy angel from heaven is sent by God to come and collect you, children. To hear about death and the end of the world might be a little scary thought, and the sight of suffering Jesus, what a scary and truly sorrowful sight it was. But as Jesus resurrected after his death, God has promised to send his angel to protect us and guide us through all the dangers of this life, to guide and protect and deliver us all the way into heaven. You children have both been signed and have signed yourself numerous times with the sign of Jesus' cross. Stay always faithful to this sign, and you have nothing to fear in this life, and you can await with confidence when your own angel comes to pick you up into the heavenly home. May God bless you.